This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 5 or 6 months ago, and I'll tell you what, I am super excited to have this gentleman on my show. We're talking about the company Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets. Look them up. They're at the ticker symbol of AITX. And with us today is the founder and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Steve Reinhars. Steve, welcome to the show.
Everett, thank you so much for having me. It's truly an honor.
I'll tell you what, I have better luck getting in touch with my congressman than you, and I know you're a busy guy, but I'm super excited to have you on the show, and that is no pun intended there. Before we get started, give my listeners just a little bit of backstory of yourself and a little bit about statement of what you guys do.
Sure, I'd love to, Everett. You know, I feel that I have been preparing for this role my entire life. You know, since I started coding at 10 years old and, you know, learning business as a teen and computers, writing my first book on artificial intelligence when I was 19 and running a couple of companies in the security space and having one very successful exit during that time period. So, you know, for me, the blend of artificial intelligence, robotics in a business that has limitless potential by my vision is exactly what I've been working towards my whole life, and I couldn't be more excited. I wake up every morning fired up and charged up and supported by an incredible investor community and an incredible team at RAD and AITX. So I'm personally delighted with where we're at and where we're going.
You know, you took this company over, I believe it was it 2017 or 2018?
It was 2017 when I did the reverse merger into the public company that I then renamed
right.
Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions. Yes, that was August 30th, 2017. And it's good that you point that out because I get a lot of questions from folks who take a look at the 10-year chart or whatever, and they're like, what's going on? And I'm like, listen, before August, I have no idea. I don't
right.
know. You know,
right.
I'm responsible from September 1st on.
So what are you doing going forward giving investors knowledge?
Well, I'll tell you, it is a large part of my evenings and mornings. They're not daylight hours, so to speak. You know, I'm very active on Twitter. I will personally respond to as many outreach attempts on various platforms as I possibly can. I truly enjoy hearing our investors' stories that they share with me, as well as answering their questions. And really, it all came up from being an OTC Pink CEO that wanted to shoot down rumors that lead to pump and dumps. And that's what started my investor engagement, and it just kind of from there.
Steve, I was looking at your 10Q, and the last one you put out on OTC markets was ending in November. And the reason why I was looking at that, I was wanting to know, what is the goal for the revenues moving forward, and also the markets that you plan on either to penetrate or take advantage of?
Sure. Love it. Great question, Everett. Thank you so much. I really like when people check the Qs and the Ks and they read that. It's always in history by the time it gets published, but nonetheless, it gives you good background, and I like having informed investors. The Q and a lot of fiscal 2021 has been cleanup on the financials, and that's one of the reasons why we started on our K a couple weeks ago, even though the year doesn't end until the end of this month. I'm really working as fast as we possibly can to get this K back in folks like yourself's hands, so you guys can see the math improvement in revenues, in debt, and so forth. So that's what we're working in on that. Now, as far as revenues go, we've got double-digit percentage growth month over month, which is fantastic. So that type of exponential, growth is going to be what is, for me, our goals for the foreseeable future. Naturally, as the numbers get bigger, it gets harder to maintain that. As the numbers get better, momentum grows as well. So, you know, counterbalances itself. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. I can tell you that our foot is on the gas to the extent where now, you know, we had a situation where sales were outpacing our ability to produce. So we moved into a new assembly location in California. And then recently it looks like we have been outgrowing that facility, and I'm going to have to accelerate our plans to move into a much larger facility in Michigan, presumably before the end of this year. So from a sales growth standpoint, I couldn't be happier. From a market acceptance standpoint, we've got a long way to go. We're just scratching the surface. And you asked me about the markets we're looking at. We have a solution. We have a platform-style solution that applies across a variety of markets. And I'm talking markets from public housing to commercial logistics to Class A commercial to hospitality. You know, we've got five products in the market right now. Each of them have their place. We have a very focused roadmap for 2021 and 2022 from a development standpoint that I'm happy to release over time. So we're just going to continue to build and grow. We've got one goal, our mission to be the incumbent in this new space that we think we're creating, which we call the autonomous float services space.
The RAD, if you will, the robotic assistant devices, what's the price point from the lowest to the highest?
Yeah, so the price point is going to be, from an MSRP standpoint, it's going to be from about $700 to about $6,000 a month, depending on the device, depending on how you get it. So we have MSRP, list MSRP, which our dealers are not beholden to follow. They can discount or charge premiums on it, whatever they want. We just get our dealer revenue from whatever it is that they charge. And that's how it is. And when you compare our solution, which is a complete cellular-optimized security-in-a-box solution, to either a traditional camera system, which doesn't compete, or a manned guarding solution, which is really what our first target industry is, we compete so favorably, up to 85-90% savings versus traditional man guarding solutions.
Before I let you go, I wanted to touch briefly on the ad that you ran in the U.S. today. Why did you guys do that?
You know, it was a decision that we made a couple of months ago. I think I inked that contract in December. Things were heading towards a bad place, right, which we looks like we crested. We just peaked that. We just came off of the peak of the infection rates before, at least in most parts of the country. So I wanted to participate in a positive messaging for the company and to participate in this more uplifting piece. It's called the America Renewed by USA Today. And I wanted just to be a part of the story of how we're protecting ourselves and, you know, staying healthy, using technology to do it and using autonomous systems to do it. And really, our dealers wanted us to do it. So we had paid participation by all of those dealers that were on the ad. So when that started happening, I was like, hey, it's a no-brainer. It's going to be low cost to us and high visibility. Let's get out there. And we did. Very happy with it. I don't think I'll do anything because I'm really into any type of paid advertising or promotion, but nonetheless, I'm happy that I did that one.
Steve, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I'm happy to have the exposure. I'm happy to introduce AIPX to every audience that I could possibly touch. I'd like people to see what we're doing. I'd like people to consider the fact that the world is changing rapidly. AIPX is a big part of that world, but on the most personal level, I want to challenge your listeners to look at the job that they're doing, to challenge themselves. Can I be replaced? How do I have to improve my skills? What is the world going to look like in 5 or 10 years? And how can I be ahead of it? So that's really my personal message I want to ask your listeners to take a hard look at.
My guest today has been Steve Reinhardt. He is the founder and president of Artificial Intelligence Technology Solutions. Look him up. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AITX. Steve, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back on the show anytime you want to, but hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Everett, I absolutely want to come back as soon as you get a chance to read the K. Let's have that discussion and have a good two-way conversation of what it means and what it's looking like.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.